From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From Boston to Bangkok, every follower of soccer knows his face. They've seen it on TV for years. His nose glows red, his jaws pound on a wad of gum, his eyes hawkishly follow every play. Alex Ferguson is one of the most prominent figures in the world's most popular sport. He has been manager of Manchester United for more than a quarter of a century, and today he announced he is retiring at the end of this season. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Soccer fans don't often agree, but on this, there's a general consensus. Alex Ferguson is the most successful manager in British football, and one of the greatest in the game's history.
Congratulations to the imperious Sir Alex.
This season, Manchester United won the English Premiership for the 13th time under Ferguson's stewardship. That trophy's gone into a cabinet stuffed with silverware. 38 trophies in all during Ferguson's nearly 27 years at the club. Ferguson started out as a player in the rough world of Scottish soccer. Later, as a manager, he proved shrewd and ruthless. He's known for his mind games with opponents and for lambasting referees and players. Ferguson says flying off the handle is part of the game.
There's nothing wrong with losing your temper if it's for the right reasons. I don't leave it to the next day. I don't believe in that.
The thing about Ferguson, he had a number of personal attributes, huge intelligence, an amazing physical constitution, this ability to survive on 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, so it meant he was in the training ground. First thing in the morning, he'd have all sorts of jobs done, work done before any of the players turned up.
Michael Crick is author of a book about Ferguson called The Boss. Crick says there's another side to Ferguson. Though he usually makes up in the end, Ferguson tends to fall out with people.
And particularly, he was always falling out with journalists. He would ban people from his press conferences and they asked the mildest critical question.
Manchester United is owned by the Florida-based Glazer family. Ferguson, who's 71, says he's leaving the club in the strongest possible shape. It's become one of the world's most valuable sports franchises. Over the years, he's nurtured some of soccer's greatest players: Wayne Rooney, Ryan Giggs, David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo, and more. That's why his resignations caused dismay thousands of miles from Manchester to Ken Lay of Manchester United Supporters Club in Singapore.
We wish that he stays on forever, but it's not possible. We had hoped that the day would not be coming so fast, so soon, but, well, there's never a right time for this.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.